Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
On social media, you probably heard of the topic, universal basic income. And you have people with probably varying opinions about this, and it's being discussed as an option. I don't know if it's actually going to go through legally, but if it were to, there's going to be, as with all things, advantages and disadvantages. And depending on different values and perspectives, people are going to look at it from a different perspective. If all of a sudden somebody receives a portion of the taxpayer's money and all of a sudden receives, say, $10,000, $12,000 a year, an extra $1,000 a month to help them stay out of poverty, great. That would be great for the individual that's receiving it. But at the same time, that also could be a disincentive. People could rely on that, and that could also affect the workforce and the productivity, the GDP. If people just say, well, I've got enough to now live, I don't need to go working. So there may have to be a selection issue. Who's going to receive that? Is it going to be across the board? Is it going to be selected according to already existing poverty? And how do you prove that? And would there be deception? And then, of course, there's taxpayer money. Somebody's got to pay for that. He's got to print it with hidden taxation and inflation, or somebody's got to pay more. So somebody's got to, who's now working hard, is going to pay money, is going to give it to somebody that's maybe not able to provide. So now you're robbing the people that are producing for those that are not producing, possibly. Or maybe it has some benefits. It could initiate people to get over the hump, and maybe they'll be more likely to produce. It could stimulate economy through spending. It has advantages and disadvantages. But somewhere along the line, somebody's going to pay for that. Now, if it stimulated economy and more people were in transactions and there were more taxes, it may pay for itself. It could be trillions of dollars, a few trillion dollars to be able to pay that, divide that up between the people. But then you have to go through the administration and the cost of disseminating that information. So I personally don't feel that all the variables have been thought through, all the consequences long-term have been thought through on that. There's some samples out there that we have looked at and that give some indication. But in America, what that does and how people react to that, and does it incentivize people? Does it not incentivize it? Does it rob people of that work hard and disincentivize them? Does it rob people from wanting to go to work? I got enough to live on. I can survive on that amount. Are there going to be deceptions in the sense of people trying to get money when they don't really fit into the category? And how do you select that category? And what are all the biases and the political involvements of that? And of course, you know, anytime you rob people of accountability, responsibility, productivity, and dignity, you also have an effect on life itself and the fulfillment of life, which then can also get secondary impact. So I don't know if I am fully diversified in all the ramifications and consequences of what that's going to be at this stage, but I could sit down and rattle off probably a dozen advantages to some people and disadvantages to other people on both sides. And like most things, there's advantages and disadvantages to almost everything we do. So I don't know if I'm accomplishing any final say on this, other than to say that I think that there may be alternative ways of assisting people without having to do just a general universal basic income. But with AI, if we have robotics and we have automation and the jobs are changed, from what I've read, it seems like we've increased numbers of jobs as a result of it so far. But if all of a sudden that was to be occurring and you didn't have to work and you had AIs making money for the country and you're getting a percentage of it and you have now more leisure time, you might spend time with your kids, you might have more time for your health. There's going to be a spillover of advantages and disadvantages, and we could concentrate based on our own values what those are going to be. But I don't know if it's going to accomplish what the optimists say. You know, when you have zoom and boom, and you got gloom and doom perspectives on just about everything. And so I try my best to see both sides of those and see and be aware of that, because then you're fully aware of what is probably going to happen. You know, when you first meet somebody and you're infatuated with them, they turn out not to be who you think. And if you first resent somebody, you may find out they're not who you think also. And so I don't want to take this is going to be saving the world or this is going to be dooming the world, because it's probably both sides. But it's wise to be aware of as much of that as you possibly can. But I don't know if it's going to go through in America. I don't know if it quite matches America, although there's more socialistic tendencies in America now than there previously was. But I personally love the idea of, if you want something, you work towards having it. I come from that school of thought. So I have a work ethic, and I find that if you really want more income, find a way of being of more service to people and go out of your way and care. Because when people really, really, really want to go out and make a difference in people's lives, there's usually a way of doing it. So I prefer that approach than just rescuing. I'm a believer in investing in inspiration, not rescuing desperation. But at the same time, I understand that people of all different views are going to see that this may be a contribution to helping the communities and the society with its advantages. So don't know if I've answered the question, but I've at least elaborated on the possibilities that might occur.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.